In Tallahassee, Leon High School football players are preparing for the start of their 2013 season. To make sure they're competition ready, head coach Tim Coakley has his players running drills, memorizing plays, and lifting weights. But this week, the High School Athletics Association warned that some high schoolers might be trying to take their weight training to the next level by using performance-enhancing drugs. Association Director Roger Deering says PED use is pervasive at every level of competition.
This problem exists not just in the professional sports world or the collegiate sports world, but also at the high school level.
That announcement came during a conference call with reporters after the Miami Herald reported some high school athletes were connected to the same drug clinic as a dozen now suspended Major League Baseball players. But Coach Coakley says he believes what happened in South Florida is likely an isolated incident.
I've been around a lot of football players in the FHSAA. I've coached a lot of teams and a lot of kids. To me, I think it would be impossible for it to be prevalent. Okay? I think it's anecdotal what's happened down in Miami.
Still, FHSAA officials Tuesday announced they'd be crafting a new policy to address what they say is a growing problem. But the policy has less weight than those barbells the Leon High School footballers were lifting. The association wants school districts and private schools to institute random drug testing for their athletes. That request doesn't even rise to the level of being an unfunded mandate. Sure, it's unfunded. The state hasn't allocated any money to the effort, but it's not even a mandate. Because the FHSAA has been stripped of the necessary authority by the Florida legislature. The state spent $100,000 on a pilot drug testing program in 2007, and only one of the 650 athletes tested showed evidence of PED use. Neither the association nor the state is willing to spend that money again. So Deering says schools should seek out private sources of funding.
I'm aware of a number of school districts that businesses step forward and say, we will provide the funds. I mean, I was superintendent in Indian River County. One of the local Kiwanis clubs provided the funds for the local high school to perform the random drug testing on its student athletes.
But Harold Barnwell, athletic director at Carroll City High School in Miami, says he already relies on private funds just to keep the sports programs going. So asking for more money isn't realistic.
You know, it would be kind of tough because we have hard enough time just trying to generate and raise funds for our athletic program on a positive note.
Florida athletics officials know the testing is expensive, but worry that the increased visibility of doping athletes like Alex Rodriguez and Lance Armstrong could make impressionable kids want to emulate their favorite stars. But Leon High School football player Chris Lingo says seeing the pros use PEDs is disappointing.
They didn't get where they got by themselves. They used something to help them or give them an extra push that is illegal. And yeah, I lost a lot of respect for a lot of people.
Lingo's coach, Tim Coakley, says he's all for drug testing, but he doesn't think it's the school's job. He wants parents to do it.
I think it's the parents' responsibility to randomly test their children. You know, God gave the obligation, the responsibility of raising children to the parents. He didn't give it to the school system.
And Coakley says Deering and the FHSAA are playing a different kind of football.
You know, I think steroids in high schools will become a political football in that we're going to kick it around till where somebody can write a bill so that it helps them, but it really doesn't help the kids.
The association will release an official recommendation in the coming months. For WFSU News, I'm Ryan Bank.